The battle for Damascus between the Syrian army and foreign-backed militants is intensifying every day as armed men attempt continuously to push into the city. Accompanied by the Syrian army personnel and popular committees, Press TV team managed to advance carefully into the Palestinian Yarmouk refugee camp in Damascus, where armed insurgents are heavily present. Foreign-backed militants consider al-Yarmouk refugee camp as one of the main gateways to do their operations at the Syrian capital. Its strategic position made it an attractive hub for the insurgents to crawl further into the south of the city. The scene of total destruction is everywhere. There isn't a single building unharmed by the fighting. Militants opened holes in the buildings to shoot at the army using advanced sniper guns. In the camp, clashes mainly take place on rooftops, not only on streets. The Syrian army said they are preventing armed groups from coming into the city center.
We are now at the front lines in al-Yarmouk camp. This building was occupied previously by armed gangs. We are positioned here to block them from advancing.
According to the Syrian army, many non-Syrian insurgents are among those attacking government forces with highly advanced weapons.
Armed men have obtained very advanced sniper rifles, on which they rely on heavily in their attacks. There are militants from various countries, especially from Chechnya.
Despite the danger, many residents say they have no place to go to. They have decided to stay in their houses inside the camp.
The so-called Free Syrian Army looted everything inside. They displaced many of the Palestinians. However, there are still many Palestinians that cannot afford to live because of their difficult living standards.
The fact that there are large numbers of non-Syrians among the armed insurgents is exposed even in Western media. The British Guardian website says the conflict in Syria has drawn hundreds of jihadists from Europe, including the UK, Austria, and other states. Such reports often refer to the large shipments of weapons the insurgents receive from various Western and regional states. The flow of such weapons that include sniper guns, heavy machine guns, and mortars are raising confrontations to a higher level, making the situation further complicated as time goes by. Hamad Ali, Press TV. Al-Yarmouk refugee camp, Damascus.